Okay, this is Audrey Sussman from the Anxiety Control Center, and I'm here with Marcy Feeder, the relationship coach, and we're talking about things that keep you stuck. And we, as we were chatting together, we identified that some of what keeps us stuck is the stories, either the stories we realize we're making up in our mind or stories that we don't even realize are flowing through that are keeping us stuck. And Marcy was just talking about the stories where we don't know we have a story, all we know. Marcy, what was that story that you had that you recognized
about
in yourself?
Speaking. Yeah, like public speaking, you know, like, you know, I'm like, I had a reaction. I did some public speaking, and the reaction was my legs got shaky and jelly, and everyone was staring at me, and I was very anxious and worried. And the story I was making up was, oh, I'm not a public speaker. Look at my body. That's, my body doesn't like that. That's the story I made.
Great.
Just for some people, not
so
for me.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And yet you are a public speaker, and you're doing an amazing job with helping people who are, you know, get, you know, trying to recover from relationships that they've lost. And you're doing a great job. So let me use what you just said as a fact and story. So the fact, the only fact we have here, which is absolutely true, your legs were shaky. Correct? That was true. You were trying to speak. Your legs were feeling shaky. Were you still able to speak even with the shaky legs, or were you completely tongue-tied?
I spoke, but I have no recollection of what I said.
Right. So the fact is that when you went into this terrible, anxious state, you weren't in your, I call it, you weren't in your right mind anymore. You were out of your mind.
I wasn't in my right mind.
I know. The funny thing is that the unconscious kind of takes over, and the information you have hidden in the unconscious came to the fore, even though you weren't aware because you spoke and you made sense. But inside of you, because you lost that moment of consciousness almost, and your unconscious took over for you, you couldn't even say to yourself, hey, I did a good job anyway, because you don't know what you said. So let me go with facts and stories. Fact, your legs were shaky. You felt really anxious, your heart was pounding, and there were probably some other physical symptoms. At that point, probably your mind got a bit foggy. That's also a fact. Story, the negative story is you're not a good speaker. You're not a good public speaker. That it's not for you. Those are two stories. And those stories made you feel how when you use those stories? We'll go to the negative first.
Those stories made me feel like I was like a failure. Like I might have had a desire to public speak, but I couldn't do it, so I'm a failure. Or that I can't do things that other people can do, so I'm less than.
Wow. Yeah. So the stories grow. They grow. And what happens with, you're not alone. We all do this. I think most people who have any kind of desire to be liked will do these stories, but they're not helpful, so we have to change them. So the fact is you're giving a talk. That's a fact. Fact is your legs are shaky. Story is that that you are feeling that you're not as good as others who can do this. And let me have to talk to that before I give you this, the actual how to shift it over. Do you have something else to say about that?
Oh, it went on from there, Audrey. I mean, I got worse and worse. Well, if I can't public speak, then I can't be a coach. If I can't be a coach, I don't get to do this in the world. This is it. This is actually the end of my life. I can't do it.
Wow. Can you see how powerful? You are so creative. And most of the people I work with are really successful, creative people who do the same thing. It's because the more we care about something, the more scary it is that we might not do it good enough. And when we're – this is a really just a separate piece. When we're comparing ourselves to another, we're usually not comparing ourselves to the first, I call it the first draft of, you know, what they're doing. We're comparing it to after they've already had the movie produced. You know, so we're comparing a little sliver You know, I happen to like Cher. She's, you know, when I was
she's
young,
awesome.
She would just be. Yeah, she is awesome. And when I saw her when she just first started, I was young myself, and she was on this TV show, and she was a nervous wreck. Oh, my God, she was so scared. You could see it. She was so young and so scared. And one day she had, I think it was like a third show, Tina Turner came on and completely upstaged Cher. Now, that Cher is not the Cher we see today, who nobody upstaged.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
See, when if we were to take a, let's say you were going to be a singer or an entertainer, you would be taking the sliver of Cher who she is now without realizing she had to come from the Cher who she was anxious. Mm. So for when I work with like professional speakers, I say the sliver you're comparing to, you will get there. And then people will be comparing themselves to you, but hopefully realizing it took you time to get there. So this now I'll go, so that's just an important piece to help everyone when you're doing comparisons. Realize you're comparing typically to the best a person's doing rather than to all the steps it took them. Now let me go back to facts and stories. So for you, fact.
Wait a minute. I just wanted to say one thing real quick, Audrey.
Sure.
The minute
you
just said that whole thing about the sliver and that I'm going to get there, like everything in my body felt better. Like, oh,
isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
And because the reason it works so well for you is for, because you are so creative. So that when I gave you that idea, you actually ran it through your own thought system. It was like we were speaking to the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind said, oh, my God, that's true. And everything
it is true. Yes, great. You're amazing.
So that's a great tip that people can take away, recognizing that. Okay, so that's tip one. Tip number two is the facts and stories. Even when you create, and look at what happened to you, Marcy. Immediately, as soon as we change the story of, you know, the people do this better, it just broke down. So what we actually did from, we went from fact, even if you were to have jelly legs again, what's your new story? It's the positive story.
The positive
Are you
story
aware of
is
that?
I'm Cher.
Yeah.
And who those jelly legs are just a process.
Yes, it's just the beginning for you.
Yes,
exactly. And guess what? Even after you are public speaking for years and you're going to take on another challenge and you're going to do this facts and stories going to come to you again. So whenever you do, so this is just a generic fact story template. What's the fact? You tell yourself what the fact. A fact is not a story. A fact is a fact, something you could measure. A story is all the things we come up with in our mind, and they could either be positive or negative. And even if you totally believe the story, it doesn't make it true. It just makes it a story. It could be true, but it could be. So consciously, I'm going to say what you want to do. As soon as you create a negative story, you want to go over to the light side and create a story that could be equally true. It's still a story, but it can equally be true in the positive. So, you know, like, what if I don't do this? What if I fail? You know, then I'll never be able to do. A positive story, even before I did the shift for you, a positive story would be, even if I fail at my first three public speaking, I'll get used to it. And maybe I have to prepare more, or maybe I need to talk in front of smaller groups first, or, you know, new stories that would work. A lot of times with facts and stories, we make up things about, you know, if you've ever had a conversation, which we all have, in our heads with somebody who hurt our feelings, and in our heads we're doing like, and I would say to them this, and then they would say, and then I would say this, and you're having this whole argument, and the person's not even there. You can use the facts and stories for that, too. Go to the light side. Create some positive stories that might also be true. So that's my little tip for today. And I'm going to end the recording in a second, and we'll continue. But this is Audrey Sussman from the Anxiety Control Center. You can find more tips at anxietycontrolcenter.com. And Marcy Fedor, the relationship coach is amazing, and her website is, go ahead, Marcy.
www.therelationshiprecoverycoach.com.
therelationshiprecoverycoach.com. And she is amazing, as you will see. And you know, anyone who's going or suffering with anxiety, has had a terrible breakup, is suffering, if you go to her website, you will see that people recover, and she helps them to do that. So be sure to look that up. And we're going to stop for now, and we're going to continue our little chat.